The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." This is the text. You may be seated. Don't bother looking in the bread aisle for the bread that came down from heaven. This bread can only be found on one specific shelf, which is called the altar of God, the altar of the Lord. That is where this bread that came down from heaven can be found. It is eaten like any other bread, but it's not built to sustain the body. It sustains the soul. Whoever eats of the living bread will live forever, because the living bread is alive and living, and it imparts life, eternal life, to those that eat it. Bread, as you and I know it, in the bread aisle, has a very limited shelf life. The shelf life of the bread that came down from heaven does not have an expiration day. It is actually eternal. It is good forever. You know, a few weeks ago we were talking about a variety of bread and how confusing it is if you want one specific bread. Instead of being numbered from 1 until 600, they all have different names and they are not in alphabetical order. And so you stand there and look until you find what you want. And sometimes you don't even get that. It would be so much easier if they were just simply numbered. In one of our grocery stores in New Berlin, I called and asked, "How many different types of bread do you offer?" Took a minute, but the person on the other side said, 599, not 600. So that is your offer. It would be simple if they were numbered, than if your spouse said, "Could you bring some bread home?" "Yep, what number?" 48. And you went between 47 and 49, there is 48. But it's not that simple. You know, one of the things that I usually look at, not fanatically, but I do at times, read the label of the bread to see what the ingredients are. Rule of thumb, the less ingredients, the fresher, the better, the healthier the bread is. I like the simple Italian bread. I had to augment it 3 times so I could read it with the naked eye, the list of ingredients. Get this. This is simple. Enriched flour, wheat flour, malted barley flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid, water, yeast, salt, soybean oil, sugar, sodium, stear oil, lactulate, ascorbic acid, wheat gluten enzymes, calcium, propionate, which is a preservative, wheat, egg, soy, 3 nuts, never heard of them, and peanuts, heard of them. Also topped with sesame seeds or poppy seeds or cornmeal. 23 ingredients. If the rule of thumb holds with the spiritual bread, the simpler, the less ingredients, the better, then that is the best bread. Because there is only one ingredient in the bread that came down from heaven. It is love. And love is the strongest substance known to us, isn't it? Love cannot be faked. Love is love. It is forever. It is strong. Has no limits. Love cannot be drilled through, cannot be bent or broken, because love comes from God the Father, the supreme authority in the universe. And it was love that sent down the bread from heaven. This love sustains you and me. This is the only ingredient in the bread of life. Spiritual bread must be eaten spiritually. Isaiah just shook his head at the people who were dancing and drinking and frolicking, but their hearts were not at all into worshiping God. So Isaiah says, "Thus says the Lord Almighty, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Jesus quoted Isaiah when the people were just babbling words without thinking about what they were saying, without believing in what they were professing. "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Don't ever let that be the case with you and me. God is spirit, and those that want to worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, believing above reason, like Abraham did, like Noah did. When there were not even clouds, he started to build an ark. That is faith, amigos. That is faith that holds on to the love of God that will never, ever fail you. On that, you can bet your life, literally. This bread from heaven is heavily medicated bread because it heals you from the original sin. It cuts it in half, eliminates half the guilt that your sin led the Lamb of God to the cross. That's eliminated. And today, little Drake and little Kira received the Holy Spirit that will take care of the other 50% of the original sin, the daily corruption. You know, we are kind of spiritually like Che Guevara was politically. His famous phrase, "Si hay gobierno, yo soy contra." If there is a government, I'm against it, no matter what it is. We are born with this wild streak in us that we don't want anybody above us. We don't want to be responsible to anyone. That's natural. That's nature. And so, if God says one thing, we want to do the other thing. That's simply the way we are born with. And the Holy Spirit, the gift in holy baptism, helps us to control that wild streak of always doing what the other side dictates. We start listening gradually more and more to God as we mature and grow in the Christian faith. And this is the lab where we do our work, where we discover the grace of God when his word is read and preached and taught. This bread heals from sin, condemnation, and eternal death. So by eating this bread that came down from heaven, death is transformed into a curable disease. We no longer die. We no longer are separated from God. We are together with him. Through the body and the blood of our Lord, we are sustained into Christian faith. And this living bread is bread that is alive. That's what living bread means. He is not buried. He is not reduced to nothing. He is not dead. He is alive and well. You just said, sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty in heaven, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. This bread is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords and shall reign forever and ever for your and mine benefit. Take, eat. This is my body. Take, eat. This is my body for the forgiveness of sins. 3 years before he actually would go on the Golgotha and die on the cross for us, in a little synagogue in the village of Capernaum, he said this, "And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." He said that. So for you and me, it's a little hard to understand how dense the disciples really were up here, that when it happened, they didn't get it. He had said all of these things. only after his resurrection did the light bulb go on. Then they got it. He did give his bread for the life of the world. He did it by dying on the cross. He instituted a memorial, kind of like a monument every time we stand at his altar to partake of the Holy Communion. We receive his body and blood. We are reminded that our sins have been paid for. Our strength is strengthened, and our love for him and for one another increased. And it does not get any better than this on this side of Judgment Day. Let's not keep it, though, as a secret. Let's tell everyone about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.